So this is the fifth lesson in our series of the overview of the Bible. And I broke this up into two parts, wisdom, part A and part B. And we're not going to talk about human wisdom. There is such a thing as human wisdom. For example, when I was young, I heard a story that there was a truck driver that got his trucks caught under an underpass, which means the road went underneath this trestle. And there was four or five different agencies and tow truck drivers trying to figure out how to get this vehicle out of the road that was caught underneath this trestle. And there was a young boy about 10 or 11 years old came by and looked at it and made a suggestion. He said, "Why don't you take the air out of the tires and drive it out. And that's what they did. This young individual was wise. He saw a solution. But we today are going to look at the wisdom that comes from God. And let's see, the first thing we're going to talk about are definitions. We're also going to view what the value of wisdom is to us as Christians. We also are going to explore what the blessings that are associated with wisdom and God's people are to obtain wisdom. And that's one of the reasons why we're studying the overview of the Bible, because God gives us that wisdom through his word. And we find this wisdom in his word. And they are given to us by God. We also know that angels provide instruction concerning wisdom. And when Jesus was teaching, he provided wisdom. He gave his disciples the tools to understand what he was talking about. And the Holy Spirit assisted them as they shared the teachings of Jesus. They boldly went forth and proclaimed God's word. Something that you and I should be doing in our lives. And he provided the Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom. So that's what we're going to look at tonight. And the first question, there is only seven questions, but there are a lot of definitions that we're going to be looking at. The first question on our study sheet was, what is the fear of the Lord? And that's found in Proverbs 1, verses 6 and 7. Can I get a volunteer to read that for us, please? Proverbs 1, verses 6 and 7.
I'll do that.
Go ahead, Becca.
To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Thank you. So what is the fear of the Lord? The beginning of knowledge. And if you're foolish, you're not going to listen to what God says. And you're not going to follow instructions. How many times when we, and I'm talking about all of us, we get a product that we have to put together. Well, the last thing we do is look at the instructions. Especially when they're in Chinese. But the bottom line is we should follow those instructions. And God expects you and I to follow his instructions. We should reverence God. We should put him first. And that's the start of our knowledge. And as Christians, we should be increasing our spiritual wisdom by our studying, by our applying, by our meditating on God's word. So we should reverence God at all times. And by doing that, we are acquiring the knowledge that he wants us to have. We are following his instruction in our Christian walk of life. So it's up to you and I as Christians to do that. We're going to look at some of these words. Understand, knowledge, wisdom, and instruction. So I got these definitions out of the Webster Dictionary, and we'll start with understand. According to Strong, it's number 995, the word. And it means,
what that means, first
of all, to grasp the meaning of. Like to understand a foreign language like French. And believe me, I don't know anything about French. Even though Faye's a French instructor, I don't have a clue when it comes to foreign languages. So that's what to understand. And you get that understanding by trying to acquire the meaning of that in that thing, whatever it is, whether it be languages, whether it be mathematics, whether it be history. To grasp the reasonableness of, for example, his behavior is hard to understand. So what's driving that individual's behavior? To understand where he is coming from. A third definition would be to have thorough or technical acquaintance, wit or expertness in the practice of. For example, that would be understanding finances. We could do the mundane things that will balance our checkbook, but understand what finance is. And that you go to someone who has that kind of knowledge. Financial advisor to assist you in those areas. To understand, again, to be thoroughly familiar with the character or propensities of. Understand your children. You were a child once. Use your experience to understand where they're coming from. When I was raising my children, I always had this type of attitude that they're just little people like you, like myself, and understand where they're coming from. So that's what understanding means. To continue on, a second type of definition of understanding is to accept as a fact or truth or regard as plausible without other certainty. We understand that he is returning from abroad. We understand that. He took a trip and he's expected back. And he went to abroad, well, that's to a foreign country. That's what understanding is, to accept as a fact or truth. We also understand means to interpret in one of a number of possible ways. We should explore all the possibilities so that we get the correct understanding of a meaning. For example, when we are studying the Bible, we shouldn't just use one Bible. We should refer to many Bibles, since we're not Greek scholars, we're not Hebrew scholars, but yet when you read multiple versions of the text in different translations, we could understand what that text is and apply it to our lives. Another definition would be to, let me go back here, to supply in thought as though expressed. Like to be married is commonly understood that after the word engaged, so you become engaged first and then you become married. And to have an understanding, have the power of comprehension. Make sure that we know what that statement is. Again, to achieve a grasp of nature, significance, or explanation of something. This is what understanding is. Applying what we learn from God's word and look at it in a number of different ways so that we can understand the wisdom that God is sharing with you and I. To believe or infer something to be the case. To understand that. And to show a sympathetic or tolerant attitude towards something. We understand what is expected as a Christian. We understand how we should conduct ourselves as a Christian. But just understanding it doesn't make it right. We have to put it into action. Another word that is in that verse, Proverbs 1, verses 6 and 7, is the word knowledge. And the Strong's number is 3045. And hold on a second here. First definition is cognizance is an obsolete word, but to get recognition of what that particular thing is. In our case, when we study God's word, we want to understand what God is saying to you and I. One of the best ways to do that is before you study, go to God in prayer, just like we did tonight. We recognize that we are studying God's word. He is sharing his wisdom with you and I. Even when we look at all the different stories in the Bible, Jehovah God is sharing something with us so that we can acquire the knowledge that he shares via his word, which gives us spiritual wisdom. We also know that knowledge is the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity gained through experience or association. When you obtain the knowledge from God's word, make sure you fully understand what the word says, what the meaning that God is sharing with you, so that you could share with others. Just like when you become acquainted or understand science, art, or technique. When we work in the world, we develop our skills to improve our productivity, to improve serving others. We obtain the knowledge so that we could share with others, just like those who are in the scientific arena or the art arena, that they share with us their knowledge. I look at my granddaughter and I see that she has insight when she draws a picture. And I'm totally impressed that she could do this without tracing or anything. And I couldn't even trace properly. But she just draws it out of what she conjures up in her mind. She does have some experience by doing certain things, but yet she's gifted. And it's talent for those who are in the art area. Knowledge, again, is a de facto condition of being aware of something. When we study God's word, there is a wealth of knowledge that God has given us. And it's up to you and I to dig through those scriptures, understand those scriptures, and apply them to our lives. Again, this came from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Another definition of knowledge is the range of one's information or understanding. Answer to the best of my knowledge. And when someone comes up to you and asks why you believe in God, give them that answer. Look at what Peter said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. We have to be ready to give an answer to those who ask that hope that is in us. And we do that with gentleness and reverence. And how do we get that? Again, knowledge. We use our knowledge of the scriptures and share with others. Knowledge, again, the circumstance or condition of ending truth or fact through reason. It's up to us to search the scriptures so that we could acquire the knowledge that God wants us to have to bring others to him. And the knowledge, again, is the fact or condition of having information or of being learned. A person of unusual knowledge. Are we as Christians fit into that definition by acquiring the knowledge that God wants us to have so that we can live a godly life, a righteous life, and show that Jesus is in us? Fourth definition of knowledge would be the sum of what is known, the body of truth, information, principles acquired by mankind. We are so blessed as Christians because we have God's word and we use it in our lives to understand what the Lord wants us to live it, to show others that we are his children. Again, this came from the Webster Dictionary. And let's see. The next word we're going to be defining would be wisdom in that. And Strong has it as number 2449. And wisdom is accumulated philosophic or scientific learning, knowledge. Again, wisdom, we acquire that through our knowledge, the knowledge of the Word of God. And another definition would be the ability to discern inequalities and relationships, insight to things. When you read the book of Ruth, we understand that Ruth loved Naomi. And she followed her back to her homeland. And it was very difficult for the two ladies since they didn't have any husbands. And we understand what happened. And we understand the outcome. And we won't go into that now, but we'll get into that when we get into the book of Ruth. Also, wisdom is a good sense of judgment. We should use what God gives us in the Bible to make good judgment calls in our lives. We do all fall short in sin. However, we have Jesus as our intercessor to correct that sin. How blessed are we living under this environment? When you look at the Jews of the Old Testament, the sins were never forgiven until Jesus died on the cross. And in the New Testament arena, when we fall short, our sins are forgiven when we go to God through His Son and ask for forgiveness. A wisdom, again, is generally accepted belief. Challenges which have become accepted wisdom among many historians, like Robert Darnton. That's what he said. And wisdom is a wise attitude, belief, or a course of action. We as Christians should be looking at God's word and applying God's word. And as we grow in our Christian walk of life, we are going to add wisdom to our lives so that we could someday hear and be blessed by God's grace and mercy so that we can have eternal life. Finally, we look at instruction. And Solomon said, fools don't follow wisdom and instruction. And that's Strom's number 3256. That's a precept or prevailing cultural instructions. We see instruction gives a direction calling for compliance, an order, usually used plural. Had instructions not to admit strangers, for example. When we receive instructions, it's up to you and I to follow when God says something. We shouldn't rely on our own human wisdom. We should put all our faith, trust and hope in God's wisdom. Instructions in an outline or manual text or technical procedure. Directions. That's what instructions are. Follow directions. It's not hard to understand what God wants from every Christian. However, when we interject our own ideas, our own thoughts in something, that changes God's instruction. We have to follow God's direction. Instruction is a code that tells a computer to perform a particular function. I'm not a computer geek, but I could tell you that the computer is a tool, and you program that particular tool. We're fortunate to have a key. Instead of having IBM cards where you feed this computer and generate something, we have a keyboard that helps us with zeros and ones. Basically, that's what the computer is. And it gives us the information we need. We are so blessed to have that because we could explore many things. A second definition of instruction would be the action, practice, or profession of teaching. What is instructional? As Christians, we have to put into action what we understand to be God's word. Again, not to use our own human thoughts or our own ideas, but yet listen to God. And that's the whole point of spiritual wisdom, to follow his instructions. So what is wisdom and what does it yield in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7? Can I get someone to read that for us, please?
Wisdom is acquired wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding.
Thank you. So wisdom is acquired. And through this acquisition of wisdom, we get understanding. The New King James Version says, wisdom is the principal thing. So when you get wisdom, you get understanding. It's hard for you and I to accept God's wisdom in our lives, because we think we could do it better, but we can't. He gave us his son to die on the cross so that we could have the opportunity, not the guarantee, but the opportunity for eternal life. We should acquire the wisdom through reading his word. Get the understanding. Understand how and get the instruction that he provides through his word. Now, God didn't give us everything. He just gave us the information that we need to be faithful, to have hope, and also to have love in our lives. So acquire that wisdom.
Lenny, my Bible, Revised Standard Version, refers to it as insight. You know, in Proverbs, the ninth chapter, in verse 10, it says, the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
Very good. That's actually, that's a good definition. You get insight. See what God expects from you. When we look at, and we'll talk about this as we journey through the books on different stories. Just think about Noah in Genesis. God told him to build a box. Did he question God? God told him, here's what dimensions are of this boat that you're building. Did Noah change the plans? He did exactly what God said. God gave him the insight. He gave him the wisdom. He gave him the understanding. That's profound. That's something that should impress each and every one of us. That when God says something, when he gives us instructions, we should follow. So wisdom is valuable. It's better than jewels, as we see what Solomon said in Proverbs 8 and verse 11. Can I get someone to read that particular verse?
For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with he.
I think I So wisdom is better than jewels. I think it's supposed to be another he, which should have been it. So Proverbs sees wisdom as more valuable than jewels. And it's also better than gold or silver. Can I get a volunteer for Proverbs 16 and verse 16? I got to fix that. With her, okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver.
Thank you. So it's better than gold or silver. In fact, Proverbs 8 and 11, compared with her. That's what, instead of it, is her. So he personifies what wisdom is. And it's better than jewels. And he also goes on to say in 16 and 16, it's better to get wisdom than to acquire gold. And to get understanding is to be chosen over silver. So it's this wisdom and understanding is better than gold and silver. We see that gold and silver are material things, but yet how much more is wisdom and understanding in our lives that would better you and I in God's work? In order to do that, again, meditate on God's word, study God's word, pray about receiving the instructions from God's word. And once you have that, when you acquire the wisdom and understanding from God's word, put it into action in your lives. Whatever that be, whether to share the gospel, whether to raise your children, whether to live in a right relationship with God at all times. It's important that we do that. So, what are some of the blessings we have concerning wisdom? There are special blessings that we associate with wisdom. And we are blessed when we find wisdom. We see in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13. Can I get a volunteer to read that verse, please?
How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains
understanding. Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. So those who find wisdom are blessed. And the man who gains this wisdom gains understanding. And those who attain wisdom will be preserved and kept. In Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Can I get a volunteer for that one, please?
For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you.
Thank you very much, Kim. So, wisdom we read in God's word will enter our hearts. And the knowledge will be pleasant for our souls. And this discretion will guard ourselves. And understanding will watch over you. How important is it for Christians to understand God's word? Not just read it once and say, oh, I know it. We as humans have a problem. And that is, we read something once and then we know it. I've taught the book of Romans a number of times in different places. And, you know, every time I look at the book itself, I look at, well, how did I miss that the last time I taught this? I'm always learning. I'm always studying. I'm always trying to see what God has to say about a different subject. And it's up to me as a Christian to acquire the wisdom out of God's word. So it will enter my heart. And it's going to please my soul. It's going to help me in my Christian walk of life. And that's something all of us should be doing when we study the Bible. And that's why we're going to go through these books and try to get a glimpse, a snapshot of what each book is telling us. Because when you look at the Bible, when you look at the 66 books, they all have one common theme in that, and that is Jesus. And that's something that should be on our minds at all times.
Lenny?
Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, I like the way that it says discretion will guard you. If you think about the guards around the president, you know, or somebody important, understanding and discretion will protect you. And many people don't see that side of God's word. They just see the restricted.
Exactly. You know, God loves his children. God gave everyone a free will and intellect to choose and choose him, to praise him, to glorify him. And that's what he wants from his children. That's what he wants from you and I. And that's what he wants from people in the world, to accept him. And he has the wisdom in his word. And it's up to you and I to share that wisdom with others. It's up to you and I to help others see the gospel message. And we have instruction. We have those who went before us, those apostles the apostles who boldly spoke out as an example for all of us to follow. And, you know, we're going to fall short. We are going to meet someone who we can't talk about the gospel, but we planted the seed. and maybe someone else will be successful later on. So we should do the best we can and not be discouraged. We see that those who get wisdom love their own soul, and those who keep understanding will find good. And that's found in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8. Can I get a volunteer for that one? That particular verse, please.
He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good.
Thank you, Faye. So we see when God had given Solomon the wisdom, and he came up with a lot of these sayings. When we look at this inspired writing by Solomon, We see that wisdom, the individual who gets wisdom loves his own soul. You are building your faith. You are strengthening your faith. Because we know the end result will be, by God's grace and mercy, we can obtain salvation. And those who keep understanding will find good. It's important that we search the scriptures. The blessings associated with wisdom are endless for Christians. And it's up to us as Christians to add it to our repertoire and build upon this at all times. So God's people are to obtain wisdom. And first of all, it is to be gotten and not forgotten. You look at the Bible and you look at different classes that you had been through over the years. We get the information from a particular book. Don't forget about it. Put it into action. And can someone read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5?
Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth.
Thanks, Ty. So we should acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. And in God's word, he had given us this to follow. We are so privileged and blessed to have the entirety of the Bible at our disposal. So we can understand what happened back in the Old Testament. We can understand what the birth of the church was after the death of Jesus on the cross. We can understand what God had given us through those writers of the Bible that came from the mouth of God that he directed the Holy Spirit to share with us today. We are so fortunate to have that. And also, wisdom, it is to be bought and not sold. Can I get someone to read Proverbs 23 and verse 23, please?
Buy truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom and instruction and understanding.
So when Solomon had wrote this through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he said, buy the truth, but don't sell it. Get wisdom and instruction and understanding. That's pretty basic. You go to God's word and acquire the wisdom and God's instruction, and not only receive the instruction, but understand what God expects out of your walk with him. And a lot of times, like I said, we fall short of that. And by us applying God's word to our lives to the best of our ability, by us finding what God had instructed you and I to do, we put into action, we understand what's expected out of our lives. We're not faced with persecution like some of the first centuries churches were faced with. And now in this time, some of our brothers and sisters who are experiencing persecution for their faith, they're standing up for what they believe in. They are facing that. What about us today? Can we say that we will stand for the truth? Can we say that we will forfeit our lives for God? That's what God expects from you and I. In fact, what he did was he gave us his son to die on the cross so that you and I and all humanity can have the opportunity for eternal life. Okay. Again, we as Christians are to get wisdom, we must go to the Lord for it. It's up to us to go and acquire that from God. And that's found in his word. Can I get someone to read Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6, please?
For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
Thank you. So we see the Lord gives us the wisdom. And from God's mouth comes the knowledge and understanding of that wisdom. And James says in chapter 1 of verse 5, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So if you lack wisdom, pray to God for it. Ask him through Christ to obtain wisdom. So the wisdom is found in God's word. Wisdom and knowledge are given by God to believers. Christians are to seek out, study, and apply God's wisdom and knowledge to their Christian walk of life. And Christians are to use the wisdom and knowledge they find in God's word in order to influence others in becoming children of God. We as Christians have a job, so to speak, to acquire the wisdom and knowledge, to seek out, study, and apply God's wisdom and knowledge to our lives, our Christian walk of life, and to share this with others, to bring others to him. So how do we receive wisdom and knowledge? Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Wisdom and knowledge is given by God. Can I get someone to read Proverbs 2, verse 6? And we just read that before.
For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
So God gives us the wisdom. And where do we find that? That's found in the Bible, in his word. Again, I'm going the wrong way here. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 7.
Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
How comforting is that? The Lord will give us understanding in everything. Everything that will help us in our Christian walk of life. That is so powerful and comforting when you read those verses. So who does God use for providing instruction in Job chapter 33, 23 and Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 to 22? It comes through angelic instructions. Angels had shared what God wanted. We read in Job chapter 33, verse 23. Can I get a volunteer for that one, please?
I've got that, Lenny.
Go ahead.
If there is an angel as mediator for him, one out of a thousand, to remind a man what is right for him.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that. So an angel was a mediator for him. And he reminded man what is right for him. What about in Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 to 22? Can I get a volunteer for that one, please?
He gave me instruction and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding.
Thank you, Sharon. So
sure.
You see the man Gabriel, who appeared to Daniel in the vision, he gave him instruction and talked with him. And I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding. So angelic beings gave instruction, provided God's wisdom to individuals. And how did Jesus use to explain himself as he was teaching? In Luke chapter 24, verse 27, could I get a volunteer for that one, please?
Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself and all the scriptures.
Thank you, Dai. So we see that Jesus, when he was teaching, he started with Moses and the prophets. The things that God had said back in the day that fits Jesus in the scriptures. So when you view the Old Testament, I was at fault because I had a difficult time understanding what the Old Testament was till I started reading and studying. They're God's word too. And it's up to us to put that into action. And in Luke chapter 24 verses 45 to 47, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You could just imagine what the apostles were thinking, his disciples. So what is he saying? That he's going to suffer and rise again from the dead? But yet, when the Holy Spirit came upon them in Acts chapter 2, they understood what Jesus was saying. That not only the Jews, the children of Israel, but all nations will be saved. So how does the Holy Spirit reveal God's wisdom to man? And we see that wisdom that God gives to us in the scriptures came through the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. And I'll focus on verses 10 and 12. You see, for to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. Jumping down to verse 12 and 13. Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. So when Paul, an apostle, didn't conjure up these things that he shared in his letters to the saints at different places, the Spirit guided him. And even the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. That is so awesome to know that God is revealing the things to us through his teachings. And we as Christians should follow and read and study and apply God's word. And finally, who reveals the insight into the mystery of Christ to humanity? Again, that's from the Holy Spirit. Can I get a volunteer for Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5?
By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit.
Thanks, Carol. So the mystery of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection is what humanity has, you and I, provided that we believe, provided that we have faith that Jesus Christ came to this world, died on the cross, was buried and raised, so that we may have salvation. So we acquire God's wisdom through the Holy Spirit. Next week, we're going to continue with wisdom. And we are going to look at some more verses concerning the way Christians, believers, have the hope and power through wisdom. And wisdom corrects our behavior. Wisdom is to be sought after. And we acquire wisdom through the meditation on God's word. Are there any questions or additions to tonight's lesson?